I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, August 3rd, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame. Joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning. And Jason Bishop.
What's going on?
Running the three-man show this week. EB's in North Carolina in the Outer Banks, staving off the hurricane. I haven't followed it. Last I saw, I think it was downgraded to a tropical storm, so maybe he's going to avoid evacuating Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And the disaster, which he talked about for a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between a tropical storm and a Cat 1 hurricane, I mean, it could be 5-mile-per-hour wind, so it's not that big of a difference. But just the video of the storm going through the islands and then hitting Florida, it looks pretty brutal. So it's not going to be a small storm, but it's not going to be a Cat 3 or 4 either. So he'll get a big storm on, I think, Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Maybe tomorrow, because actually tomorrow is Tuesday. Maybe we get it Wednesday and they get it Tuesday.
I thought we were supposed to get it Tuesday.
Okay, maybe it's a day ahead then. So maybe they get it today.
How about they come up with a name? It's not so hard to pronounce.
Just call it Isaiah.
Isais? Is that how you pronounce it?
I just call it Isaiah.
What about Izzy?
Yeah, Izzy's much better. Hurricane Izzy. Or tropical storm.
Where do they come up with these names anyway?
I don't know.
They're like predetermined, aren't they?
They go through the
alphabet, and then they pick one, and then every single time a tropical storm or a hurricane is developing, that's what they name it. It's like next on the list.
That name should be stricken from the list forever.
I just call it Isaiah. Screw it. I can't say the other name. You know what I mean? I can't say it.
I'm with you. It's a mouthful. It's too much. You have to think about it.
So we're supposed to get it Tuesday. We might get, well, I'm not sure about Loudoun, but D.C. and east of D.C. could get 5 inches of rain tomorrow.
Well, your yard may need it.
Oh, it definitely needs it.
Five inches, though, seems like a lot.
No, 100%. No yard needs 5 inches of rain.
By the way, Cakes, if we get to the letter P, Hurricane Paulette in honor of your mom this year.
Very good. All right.
Well, what about just making fun of it and just call it Hurricane Pooh?
You could do that, too.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
I could pronounce that name, JP. Isais is too difficult.
I mean, all the guys on Weather Channel would like saying that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we should probably check in with him in the next 24 hours to see how he's doing down there.
Well, at least you got a day or two. If you get a day or two of decent weather, you could enjoy the beach for those couple of days, and then you just get rained out.
Well, he'll just have one day of a rain out. Because by Wednesday, it'll be fine.
Gotcha.
I think Wednesday here is supposed to be great. So how was the weekend? Did we put the boys up in the box?
They're up. They're over there.
Oh, I got to check in here. Hold on a second. I don't have it up right now. Oh, yeah, there we go. I like seeing the boys.
You like seeing the
boys? How you doing, Matt and Matt?
Pay attention to me.
Pay attention to me. Matt and Matt, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
How was the weekend?
Solid. Awesome. Can't complain.
Too short. Had a lot of crabs on Saturday.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
What was the festivity for?
A birthday celebration.
Okay.
So we had a bushel of crabs for four people.
Wow. That is a bonanza.
So how many did you eat?
I had 15 crabs.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And that's then so long. That's then, so much picking.
And then we picked meat for crab cakes and like stuffed flounders. Right. And we ended up with like 3 pounds of meat afterwards. Silly.
No. Jason, you know how long it would take to pick 3 pounds of crab?
It sounds like your personal hell.
It's right. That's my personal hell, yes.
And you loved it. You loved every minute of
every
it.
Every minute.
How much was a bushel of crabs?
I'm not sure.
250? 250?
I'm not sure because we get them from a Waterman. My parents do. So I went up there for
my birthday. Oh, so you get a discount. You get a discount.
Yeah. You cut out the middleman.
Exactly.
You don't go to a wholesaler. That's finished.
So. Oh, it was your birthday?
Yes.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Did not know that. You didn't talk about that last week.
Well, my birthday is today.
What are you about, 32?
33.
33.
Yeah. And thank you guys for the gift.
Sure.
No, I had no idea. You did. Bickle's on vacation for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's a 2-week gift
that's your
right
gift?
There.
Yeah, thank you guys.
That's the gift hilarious. To you. The gift and that keeps on giving.
Drab, did you sell some sausages this weekend?
I sold sausages. I played golf. It was also my birthday on Friday. So,
happy birthday. We're plugged in.
Yeah, you guys always wish each other happy birthday, but you never remember the producers.
Hey, look, I grew up with cakes. I know his birthday is August 19th. I'll have to jot yours down for the future. Early August.
I had no idea you guys were 3 days apart on your birthdays.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
All right, so one last time, so we always remember,
right.
Give us your birthdays.
All right. Drab just turned 38.
Okay, what day, Ricky?
The 31st?
I'll get there. MLB trade deadline day.
Yeah, that's how you remember. 31st.
July 31st.
All right, cakes, July 31. I know 31.
You're a big seam head, so you'll remember that.
Baseball cakes will remember, yes.
And then I just turned 33 today. Today is my
August
birthday.
August 3. All right, so August 3. That's easy to remember because my daughter's birthday is August 4, so I should be able to remember that. So trade day and day before my daughter's birthday.
Yes.
Got it.
We will never forget it.
We actually did a birthday thing for my mom turned 75 coming up here in 2 days. So we did something early, but very small. For her 70th birthday, we had a big shindig here at my house. And for this one, we had five people. Uh-huh. 5 people. That's what we did.
I got to tell you, I was not very good this weekend when it came to social distancing and staying away from people. I was exposed to about 100 different people this weekend.
Do you have a mask on when you're doing that?
Distressing.
Negative because there were two grad parties. All right, I thought about not going, but they're good friends.
Was it outside at least?
It was kind of a combo inside-outside. The first one was not. It was all inside.
See, that's where the disasters are coming from. It's
I know. Look, I said I was bad.
I was a bad party. Hold on. A grad party in August?
Yeah.
This is weird timing.
Well, I mean, they just kind of pushed it back. They canceled it, obviously, in June.
Everyone was probably just waiting for it to be over so you could actually have the party. And by the way, Governor Hogan said that was the problem. It's not going out to bars or wherever.
Right. It was large family gatherings.
It's grad parties. I know. Right. I know. So I went to the first one, which was around 5 o'clock on Saturday. Stayed for like 45 minutes. Didn't have the mask because there was food there. So I ate. It was great food. Had a cocktail. Stayed there for 45 minutes and then went to another grad party, which was outside. All right. Another good friend's daughter. She's going to Virginia Tech and was there for, I don't know, a couple hours. And then my next door neighbor turned 50. So the husband threw a surprise 50th. And that was also outside on their deck. They have a huge deck on the back of their house. So two of the three, JP, were outside, but I was still didn't wear a mask once because there was food everywhere and drinks, obviously. And I didn't wear a mask, but I was probably exposed to 50 different people.
It's hard to be perfect. When
50
we
to 100.
When we did the birthday celebration with my mom, most of the times when we've gone to Bowie to visit my mom, we've eaten outside in the patio, sometimes even on the front porch, and she's been inside. But she had set up the inside, so we all had masks. She had a mask. We kind of kept our distance from her. I haven't, given my mom a hug since pre-pandemic. I haven't touched her.
Right.
The only person that ever touches her is Isabella, who's 3.
Right, that's fine.
And then once we finished eating, we put the masks on. So if you're inside the house, you had to wear the mask.
Yeah.
Jason, you should probably get a test.
I'm glad Doug Peterson wasn't at one of these parties.
Well, somebody like Doug Peterson, who has coronavirus, could have been at one of the parties.
Right, I know.
Did you see who's coaching the Eagles? He's gotten a lot of run.
Who, the interim?
On our show for years, the interim head coach.
I did not see that.
We've referenced his name many times for a daily act.
For a daily act.
Ooh. Deuce Staley.
Oh, really?
Very good.
I didn't even know he was on the staff.
Deuce Staley is the interim coach.
Good for Deuce. Good for him. That guy's been grinding in the coaching game for a long time now.
I saw Deuce Staley this morning.
Right.
At about 5:50.
Really?
About 5:50.
That's an early sighting. It's an early Deuce Staley sighting.
I know. I'm just saying.
I understand. Sometimes that's just the way it works. Sometimes he wants to hang out early.
So, Valdez, you recommend I go get tested?
I mean, I think you should, especially if you're, you know, if you just went to one party that was outside and you weren't experiencing any symptoms, I can see that you know, if you kind of wait on it, but you should really probably get tested.
You went to 100 parties.
You went to 100 parties with a million people there.
I know. But I'm feeling fine.
Well, you can be asymptomatic.
I know.
I'm not going to get into a big Rona thing.
I don't want to get into any Rona things this week.
Yeah, we're Rona free for 2 weeks.
Well, we might be Rona free. The guy in this box right here, he might not be.
You go live your life. I'm not going to be in contact with you. But, but I'm just saying, if I were you, I'd probably get tested.
Yeah.
Did your family wear masks? Did anybody wear masks at the party?
No. There was no mask. It was a maskless party. The only person wearing a mask was the grandma.
I think people have just gotten I think a lot of people have just gotten fatigue, and that's what happens. And it's tough. It's tough.
Well, I mean, it's hard to go to a party where there's food and drinks everywhere and just wear a mask the whole time. You got to take your mask off at some point.
I think the key is not going to the party.
No, I get that.
That is correct.
The key is not going to the party, but if you go to the party, it's pointless to wear a mask.
The key is to be antisocial, like most, hopefully most of America is being, to try to get us through this stupid thing.
Yeah. Cakes has honed those skills for 49 years.
I'm ready for this.
This is Cakes' Super Bowl.
I'm ready for no parties. I'm ready for no hangouts.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Let's just say it was Bickle's party.
Okay.
Right, so it was Megan Bickle graduating, and he invited us all.
Uh huh.
All right, would you guys go?
Outside. At the height of the Rona.
Yeah.
Outside.
This is one of your best friend's daughters, graduating, big event, graduating high, and he just said, "All right, I'm going to have a party. It'll be a small gathering, 30 to 35 people. Would you go?"
I just answered. I would do it if it was outside.
Okay.
I would not go inside, and I would bring a mask.
So would you wear the mask outside?
Not outside, but I wouldn't be up in people's faces and be a close talker either.
I would go, but
I
wouldn't be that size to go.
Why?
Why
did the host have the party inside?
Because they don't care. Well, I'll tell you why.
They're selfish.
You mean the first host? Because they don't have they got a nice house, but they don't have a deck. So they could have it in the backyard, but it's just grass. It was hot as balls. It was 96 degrees.
It's called Rona fatigue.
And they just said, F it. We're just going to have it anyway.
Well, that's fine. Call it Rona fatigue. Call it what you want. But that just means we're all going to be inside for 2 more years. So that's great.
The other two parties, Drabby, were outside.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, outside parties are A-okay with me.
Now, I know you, Jason, and you were playing grab ass the entire time, and you were not social distancing, so it probably defeated the purpose anyway. But
right.
Look, a lot of people. I haven't even been able to follow the reverberations in Major League Baseball. So it started with the Marlins, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's come out that a couple of Cardinals players.
I think it's one player.
Okay, so it's one player with the Cardinals, and is there a third team in the mix?
I mean, the Phillies had a million games canceled. They're finally going to play tonight against the Yankees. They played three games. They had basically a week off, and they come back to get Garrett Cole. Have fun with that.
Lucky them.
But the Marlins have had zero positives since the original breakout. So,
gotcha.
And then there was the one Cardinal player. Yeah. I don't think it's been anybody else. Am I missing one, fellas?
I don't think so.
I think it's just those two teams.
I don't know. I know on like Friday or Saturday there was news that Rob Manfred said that the season was teetering, but now they seem to be forging ahead.
I don't get Manfred. Manfred goes, according to the reports, he called Tony Clark, the head of the PA, and said, all right, tell everyone it's dicey. We could end the season on Monday. And then the next day he goes, I'm not quitting. There's no reason to quit. Right. I don't know what he's saying.
He's a weirdo.
He's all over the place.
I don't understand him either.
I guess he was just waiting for the other test to come through. So, but if there's another breakout or two, I could see him canceling. But as of now, they're going to forge ahead.
All right, here's the deal. On the show today, we will tackle the team. I don't know if that's what we're officially calling it, hitting the skins. We will talk to John Keim coming up at 7 o'clock, the latest on the Redskins, where apparently Alex Smith he's technically not practicing because he's on the PUP list. But he's been working out and apparently has looked good after four straight sessions with the team. So we'll talk to John Keim about what's going on with Alex Smith and more coming up at 7 o'clock. He, of course, is Redskins insider for ESPN.com. Also, we'll catch up with our pal John Kincaid, host of the Buck and Kincaid Show on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He'll join us at 9:20 right here on The Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We will talk some Redskins or the Washington football team, the team formerly known as the Redskins, coming up at 7 o'clock with John Keim, insider who covers the Washington football team. Big story that I saw this weekend had to do with Alex Smith working out four straight days and people raving about it. So we'll get some insight from Mr. Keim.
Was Keim actually there? Did he see Alex Smith?
I don't know that anybody's actually there.
Oh, okay.
I saw quotes from, I think it was Ken Zampezi, who seemed to be raving
about it. Is that Ernie's son?
Gotta be, right?
Ernie.
I mean, there's how many Zampezis are running around?
Well, I didn't know if it was his son or if it was nephew.
I think it's his son.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to go with I think.
So what did he say? What did he say about
you
Alex?
You pull up the quotes. Hold on a second.
No, you can make it up if you want.
Here's a quote. Here's a general quote that he said. He is fantastic.
Oh, really? Okay.
This
whole thing is shocking
to me. Physically, the first thing we have to find out is if he can protect himself, and we'll figure that out as we go, as he passes the certain criteria to get to the next level of getting himself back to the field, Zampezi told reporters. We will figure things out as we go. When it gets to the point where he gets to practice, we'll find out. The drill work will be very important. So he went on and on and on, and then eventually said, he looks fantastic.
Okay. I mean, it's all kind of shocking to me, but I'll go with it. I still believe that Dwayne will be the number one, and we won't see Alex Smith on the field, but maybe I'm going to be wrong.
That's what I believe as well. We'll both be wrong together if Alex Smith somehow makes the healthy roster.
Yeah,
and is in the mix.
Yeah. I just want to see him play football. And I'm not talking about Alex Smith. I'm talking about the NFL.
Right. You just want to see it in general.
I just want to see it in general. I just want to see football in general. You know, I'm still kind of pessimistic on baseball, but I guess since, you know, they got those zero positives to the Marlins after the initial wave of positive tests, everything over the weekend seemed fine with the exception of the Cardinals. Let's just hope that these young guys aren't going to two grad parties and a surprise 50th.
Yeah, let's hope they're staying home.
All in one day, like your boy did.
Let's hope they're listening to the authorities.
Right.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page. It's brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Go to vanmeterhomes.com today and let their family build a home for yours.
I don't know where you want to start, fellas. There's so much to get into. You want to start with the Caps? There's a game today.
There is nice. A game today. 4 p.m. puck drop.
Yeah, they're playing the Lightning 4 o'clock in Toronto.
I believe they're getting the Lightning without Steven Stamkos, which you have to like if you're a Caps fan.
Yeah. Is Stamkos hurt?
He wasn't skating with them yesterday, so they're very nebulous about the injuries at this point. So even if he is hurt, you don't know what it is. So I'm going to go, yes, he's injured.
Do we still not know what the injury to Samsonov is?
I've not heard a peep about that.
God, it's so weird. I was told this by somebody.
For
two different people. It's so weird to me. One person told me I can't talk about it. Okay?
Okay.
The other person told me it's not hockey related. Like he did, well, I won't say that. He said he didn't suffer the injury in practice.
Okay. So now I think we talked to Alan May. Didn't he say it was not COVID related?
He said it's all right. So yeah. So three different things. It's not COVID related. The other person said I can't talk about it, and the other person told me he did not suffer the injury in practice.
So it's a non-hockey playing injury.
No idea.
According to a source, I don't know.
Well, these were good sources.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Good sources.
Were those sources at the parties you went to this weekend?
Well, they were not. They were not there.
All right, well, so look, in the end, I think we all expect Braden Holtby to be the guy in the net.
Well,
of course,
he has
come
to be.
Playoff time.
He
of
is
course.
Going
now
to be
there's
the guy.
No choice.
Yeah.
Right,
so
there's no
Holtby
choice.
Needs to get hot. This is the round robin, though. It's a weird situation. You know, I watched some of the NBA basketball over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
I watched a little bit, too.
It's getting geared up for the playoffs, but it's almost meaningless basketball now.
Yeah.
And kind of the same thing. That's the way I feel about these exhibitions. Because you're playing for seeding, mm-hmm. which normally would be important because it might mean home ice advantage at some point. But there is no home ice.
There's no home ice,
so
right.
If the Capitals, let's say they are the best team in the round robin and they move up all the way to the number one seed, how different is that than the number three seed?
It's not that much.
I guess it matters with your potential matchups in the playoffs, but it doesn't matter that much. And even the coach Todd Reirden, who we had on the show last week, he kind of said that they, you know, they might try some different things. It's not like they're attacking it like they would a normal playoff game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's 4 o'clock today. Of course, you can watch it on NBC Sports Washington. And it's going to be at 4 o'clock in Toronto at Scotiabank Arena. And this is the qualifying round robin, like you mentioned. Tampa's a slight favorite. The total in the game is 6 there, Casey. 6 goals is the total. Now, some of these other games, they are actually the best of 5. So Carolina plays the Rangers today. That's a 12 o'clock game. Got a 12 o'clock puck drop on a Monday.
6 games today. 6 games of betting goodness for you, Jason.
Yeah, you got to get a 12, a 2. Of course, the Caps are at 4, a 6:30, an 8, a 10:30. I mean, the hockey nuts are just going crazy. 6 games all on TV. So the Rangers, Hurricanes, Jets, Flames. So some of these series are obviously the round robins, but some are game 2 of the best of 5.
Yeah, the Stars, Golden Knights, that's a West qualifying round robin.
Yeah.
Canadiens, Penguins, that's a playoff series led by Montreal, 1-1 zippy.
Yeah, Montreal won game 1, correct.
And the Blackhawks, Oilers, also a playoff series. Apparently, Jason, you have to bet the Blackhawks overs. That's still a thing after the shutdown.
Hey man,
is that
totals.
Working out when you bet Wizards overs? Because I don't think they're playing much defense.
The
case.
First over hit yesterday's unfortunately did not. Yesterday's came in a little bit shy of the total.
Gotcha.
Although what's funny about that is the Nets team total yesterday was 117.5.
Okay.
And I can't remember what player got fouled for the Nets. So someone took a jumper. It was Brick City, and the kid gets the rebound for the Nets, and he gets fouled right away, mm-hmm. right? And they had 116. I think it was 116-108 or something like that at that point. And I'm thinking to myself, I did not play it, but I was thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, it's going to come down to a couple free throws.
right.
And the kid hit both free throws to push it over the team total of 117.5. Isn't that
These
nuts?
Numbers in the NBA are cartoon level. When T.J. Warren scoring 53 points.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he was on fire.
What is going on? My guy Trey Burke almost dropped 40.
I mean, he went nuts. Now, I think it was Friday. The overs were 6-0, 6-0.
Yeah.
I dialed back a little bit over the weekend, but I was ready to roll it on Saturday on all the overs. But then, of course, it regressed to the mean.
I caught a little of that Dallas Mavericks-Houston Rockets game. I guess that was on Friday night. I believe Dallas had 84 points at the half.
Right. Yeah, it was nuts.
At
it was
the
crazy.
Half.
And Harden went crazy. Did Harden have 40 in that
he
game?
He finished with 49, I believe.
Oh, okay, almost 50.
Well, you know how many three-pointers they jacked up last night against the Bucks?
Let me guess.
Okay.
They jacked up 53.
61.
Jesus. Wow. How many did they hit? The Clippers hit 26 on, I think it was on Friday.
No, it is.
Or actually Saturday.
Basketball.
That was Saturday. Yeah, it is kind of cartoon basketball, but just pick up.
They hit 21 of 61, 34% clip.
Yeah, and that's a good win there, too, because they beat Milwaukee. But anyway, so the Wizards have lost their first two. That's no surprise. I mean, just look at the starting five.
If JP's Beal and dream of the Wiz making the playoffs is official. Well, it's not officially over. It's 99.9% over.
They're only seven back with six to play.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You do the math on that.
I think they're going to get smashed by Indiana today. T.J. Warren will probably have 45. And then the dream's officially dashed.
Yeah. Well, I see Thomas Bryant scored 30.
He went nuts.
Thomas Bryant had 30. He had 30 and 13 last night.
He was draining yesterday. Three-pointers left and right, too.
Of course, I talked to him in line on the way to the Nationals game.
So cringy. Jason, were you there?
No, Jason wasn't.
I was
you
not
weren't there.
There.
You know what? Be glad that you weren't there. Because it was cringeworthy.
Was it cringeworthy?
I started slinking away as soon as I saw what JP was doing.
Oh, really?
It was 5 seconds.
Please stop.
I think I just said you need to come on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did he say?
He nodded like, yes. He did what Jeff Van Gundy did to Cakes years ago.
That's right.
Well, if Bradley and Bertans are on the roster, they win those first two games.
Maybe so.
The problem is they're not.
I know.
I think it's good to see some of these young guys playing, like Troy Brown Jr. They're getting more minutes, getting to see Rui develop, Thomas Bryant, the players of the future. I will say, when I tuned into it, Scott Brooks looked Rick.
Yeah, but he was pissed.
I'm gonna give Ted Leonsis a lot of credit and the Wizards organization a lot of credit, because I think you'd be tempted to fire Scott Brooks based on the record the last couple of years, but they realize the context. You've had no John Wall. They just have bad talent. Scott Brooks used to coach a championship contender year after year in OKC. And then his first year with the Wizards, they made a nice little playoff run, took it to game 7 against the Celtics in round 2. And since then, it's been bad.
And if you're Ted, do you really want to pay him $7 million to stay at home and pay another coach on top of that?
Probably
not. Don't.
No, I don't want to do that. I was watching a little bit of the Celtics Trailblazers game yesterday, and I had the Trailblazers plus 5, and the Trailblazers were getting killed in the first half. I mean, they were down nearly 20. And then all of a sudden, Lillard went nuts in the second half. They outscored the Celtics by, I think, 15 or 16 in the second half, lost by 4. But it was actually a pretty good game. I mean, just athletic freaks all over the place.
Lillard made a huge mental mistake at the end of that game, though.
I did see that.
They had no timeouts left.
Mm-hmm.
And with about 4 seconds left in the game, down by 3, the ball is in his hand. And I think it was Nurkic. It might have been another player who was underneath the basket. And Lillard just had a brain fart. He had to shoot a 3.
He
had to launch 3. Instead, he passed it to Nurkic, who hits a layup with 2 seconds left to cut it to 1. But they have no timeout left, so.
By the way, Nurkic has been.
But they cover.
Nurkic has been a DFS. He's been like a dream, like a godsend in the two games. His numbers. He's putting up 24 points, 9 boards, 5 helpers, 2 swipes, and 3.5 Dikembes.
Dikembes, yeah.
Those are ridiculous numbers.
Have you been doing any DFS?
Yeah, I've been lighting my money on fire. Not a lot, just a little bit at a time. Death by 1,000 cuts.
I saw you roll the dice on Bol Bol.
Yeah, that didn't turn out so well. I saw him. Here's the problem. I was clouded by watching him in the exhibition game.
Right.
And then I saw his price on DFS over the weekend. It was stone minimum. It was $3,500. I said, if he just gets me like 10 points, that's going to pay off for that cheap of a salary. And then I could fit like Giannis and all the superstars in.
Yeah.
He got me 9 total points. It was just a letdown. He barely played. See, I thought that his exhibition was going to transfer into regular, and it didn't.
Yeah, it didn't.
When did the NBA playoffs start? So in the NHL, we're going to have to endure this round robin, and basically in a week and a half, 2 weeks, it's going to be playoff time for the Washington Capitals. Is that basically the timeline for the NBA? There were going to be 8 games, right, for the Wizards? So they've already played 2. I'd imagine the next week and a half, you get your next 6 in, and then the plus. Like, I'm finding myself, it's hard to care about these games, right?
I mean, unless you're like Cakes is doing, throwing a DFS lineup every night, and you're gambling. Yeah. But it's just nice to see live sports. So, I mean, I care in that sense.
That's definitely nice. And I know, like, with the Bucks and the Celtics, those are, 2 contenders.
It's supposed to start on the 18th.
Got you. All right, so basically 2 weeks.
Yes. And they're just going to cram it all in, like baseball. They're cramming all these games in, although some of these teams, have only played 3 games. Others have played 10. And they're going to they're officially going to 7-inning doubleheaders. So yesterday the Reds and Tigers played a doubleheader, 7 innings each. So all doubleheaders are 7 innings. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I saw Trevor Bauer pitched a complete game, 2-hitter, but it was just a 7-inning complete game.
Yes, correct. So, I mean, it's just the rule changes are just kind of hard to fathom. I mean, you'll get used to them, but they're hard to fathom that they actually went this direction, but they have to.
Maybe we can talk about it later, but with what JP was saying, and then I saw Portnoy from Barstool tweet this yesterday, and I kind of feel the same way. I'm having a hard time caring about any of these games. In baseball, in basketball, it just all seems fake and forced.
Well, I think part of it is you've got no fans.
Yeah.
So that's different. When you watch an NBA game, they have the virtual fans in the background, right, and they've got the fake noise and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But until it's late, like they let off with Lakers-Clippers, like you're supposed to care about it. But it's Lakers-Clippers regular season. If they're fighting for a ring, I'm going to care about it. But right now, it's just something to kind of watch in the background when it's a random, Rockets-Mavs game.
Yeah, but that's not the attitude, a month ago.
That is true.
When we were all clamoring for it.
It's true. Yeah. You may have it.
Well, we didn't know what to expect. And here's the thing. I get it, especially if you're not a gambler. You don't really care about these games. But would you rather be watching replays of, like, the 2015 NBA Finals?
Even though it's not the real thing that we're used to from years past,
yeah,
it's a pretty close. It's in pretty close proximity. So I'll take it. Like, if I could turn on the Wizards and watch them sail past the over, I'll take that. I'll take the Caps dropping the puck at a 4 p.m.
I was watching the Bruins Flyers, Drabby, yesterday, and it was just strange.
It feels
when they show those wide shots and there's nobody in the arena. Okay. It's strange, but it's better than not watching it.
But that's true, but it's tough to care. It's like watching – it's Summer League. It's like watching the Orlando Summer League games.
I agree.
I think that's a good analogy. It does feel like Summer League.
Because it is. We're in the dead of summer.
But in just
a couple weeks,
outside. In a couple weeks, it's playoffs. I'll be into it come playoffs.
And I'm telling you, I don't think I'll care then.
Yeah, you might not. If you want to chime in on that, 800-636-1067.
How about this? I was watching the WNBA yesterday. I was watching the Phoenix Mercury and the New York Liberty yesterday.
Well, you clearily had money on that game.
Of course I did.
I don't know how you have all that time with all the parties.
Well, the parties were Saturday. Yesterday was all sports. Saturday was all party day.
Jason, I actually watched that game for a bit yesterday, too. Because I couldn't believe that Phoenix Suns or whatever, Phoenix Mercury,
yeah.
Have Taurasi, they have Brittany Griner and Skylar Diggins.
Yes, they do.
And then I was like, well, where's the Oregon chick on New York? And apparently she
tore her ankle up.
Yeah.
Sabrina Ionescu. By the way, she'll be the best player in WNBA. If not next year, the year after. Give her 2 years. She'll be the best player in the league. She's unbelievable. She tore her ankle up. She's probably out for the year. And, Cakes, I had to live bet Phoenix because I realized that New York is down their top seven players. The New York Liberty didn't have their top seven players either to injury or they opted out.
Why are they fielding a team? Down seven players.
They're fielding a bunch of hard things. And I said, all right, well, the live bet was 14.5. I rolled it, and they won by 30.
Very good.
Got to take a break. Remember, coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll connect with John Keim. He covers the Washington football team. We'll get the latest from Alex Smith and more right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You can follow along on TV. Saw this story out of Chicago, which just grossed me out. So a former Dunkin' Donuts employee in Chicago was arrested after a state trooper found a large, thick piece of mucus floating inside his cup of black coffee. Apparently, he was drinking his cup of coffee. It was extremely hot, so he removed the lid to let it cool down a bit when he observed that large, thick piece of mucus. And it just absolutely grossed me out. I'm not a guy who orders coffee, but it just made me think, again, I'll never, ever complain to somebody when they are serving me food or drink. Because you could get something like that, and I would never pay attention to something like that. It also made me think I'm thankful of places where you can pour your own drink. Like if they have one of those freestanding machines.
Yeah, but usually they don't have that for coffee. A lot of places you just have to rely on whoever's making it. You have to rely on the barista not to spit it, a hawker in your cup of coffee.
So this guy clearly was anti-cop. That's the reason he did it.
You would think.
He wouldn't have done it to just anybody. He just did it to cop. That's,
25-year-old. He was charged with disorderly conduct, reckless conduct, and battery to a peace officer. It's just disgusting,
I'm surprised you can get arrested for that.
Well, you should.
I know you should. I'm just surprised that there's a charge for spitting into a cup.
And the mugshot of the Dunkin' employee.
Oh, he looks like a loser.
Yeah, I mean, he just looks like a hipster. You know,
he's a loser.
Good luck getting employment elsewhere.
I hope he has to pay like $5,000 or more for a lawyer.
Do you ever think about those things? Like, let's say you are served a meal and it's not what you wanted. It's undercooked. There's definitely a problem with the meal. I know at times I've been unhappy with the meal, and my wife says, why don't you return it? And I always feel like I should just finish the meal anyway. I just suck it up. I'm not a return type of guy.
I can't remember the last time I've ever – I don't know if I've ever done that, to be honest. Yeah. Even if I wasn't satisfied, I was just like, eh, sometimes you swing and miss.
And I'll tell you when you should never return. I've had this argument before. One time I ordered – I'm not going to say exactly what the meal is because I can't remember, but it was definitely a Creole dish, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And it was spicy as hell. Mm-hmm. But it was probably how the meal was supposed to be prepared, right?
Right.
And I didn't like it. It was way spicy for my taste.
Yeah, you ordered some spicy jambalaya.
But it's what I ordered.
Right.
So I wasn't going to say, she was like, well, you don't like it, return it. I was like, yeah, but that's what the chef may have cooked it perfectly.
Yeah.
So that's on me.
Yeah.
The closest it's not on the restaurant, it's not on the chef.
Closest I've come to that was years ago. I ordered like tilapia at a restaurant, which wasn't really known for seafood, and it was predictably mediocre.
Right.
And as I was eating it, I was like, well, I made a mistake by ordering tilapia, like a big stupid. It's not that the food is bad or poorly prepared. It's just not that good to begin with. So right. I felt like it was more on me than on what was going on in the kitchen.
Yeah. Right. You got to go with their specialty. You don't go to a steakhouse and order pasta.
That's the one spot where I could see myself potentially doing it. Like if I ordered a steak medium rare and it comes out like well done, that's one where I would have to
turn it back.
I'm sorry, but this is clearly well done. I ordered medium rare. Could I get another? Could I get
especially if you're going to pay $35 or more for a steak? Yeah.
That's basically the only spot where I could see myself doing that.
But if you did that, would you worry that it may come back with a loogie?
That there's retribution coming my way from the kitchen from some disgruntled cook/chef? Yes, of course I would. Of course I would worry about that.
The story makes me wonder how many times something like this happens. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, because who's looking underneath their lid? How often, Cakes, do you pop open your lid if you get a cup of coffee at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts?
Very rarely. Now, because I do have a delicate tongue and I don't want it scorched and scalded, or as Brett would say, scolded back in the day, I have had to remove the lid to let it breathe a little bit and cool down, but I've obviously never seen anything like that, but yeah, it's rare that I do that.
Well, what if you're going to put cream in it? You got to put cream or sugar in. You got to take the top off.
Yeah, but you probably don't eyeball the coffee.
Usually order it with what you want in it already put in it.
Now, is that how you do it?
Yeah, generally.
Well, I mean, if it's
like
too hot.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice, yes.
That's so, it's so rare, though.
Yep.
I mean, it is. I guess things like this could happen. But haven't you guys worked in restaurants? Nobody ever did that stuff. There's so many people back there. I mean, maybe fast food where they're like teenagers. But when you have professional cooks or chefs, they're not spitting loogies in your food.
Right. For the most part, they're not. Because they want to keep their jobs.
Yeah, Cakes was a cook.
Yeah, I was a cook.
Was that Red Hot and Blue?
I was a hack. I was pre-Red Hot and Blue. It wasn't even a chain, JP.
I was never a server. I was only a busboy.
No, I was a server. My go-to move when I worked at Jasper's, their peanut butter pie was so good that if somebody left like half a pie on their plate, I would pummel it.
What a scavenger.
Yeah.
That's just such a nubber move.
Don't ever call me white trash.
Well, I'll do it back in the kitchen.
But wouldn't they give you, like, discounted food during when your shift was over or during your break?
Well, that you got to pay for.
Well, yeah, but how much could us...
JP didn't want to pay for it. It was a freebie.
He was a squeaker 17-year-old. He had no money.
He's worried about...
I used to work at Alito's. I worked at the original Alito's in Langley Park. Mm-hmm. And I was a busboy there. And people would order pizzas and they just wouldn't pick them up. And they would put them out at the front, and they're just waiting for people to come, you know, pick them up there. And I would just definitely take one home.
Oh, okay, that's different. That's not happy.
Yeah, that's not eating off someone's plate.
Well, even if it was, I probably would take it. I was like 17.
Boys, the peanut butter pie at Jasper's, which was in Greenbelt back in the day, was so good, it was worth it. I mean, I might slice it off a little bit. I'm not saying I was eating right off of people's saliva.
No way. Impossible.
Jasper's, I doubt it's still
around. No, it can't be.
No, no. There used to be Jasper's, and was it like Kangaroo Katie's?
Yes.
And
Kangaroo Katie's was the spot. Yeah, those were the spots.
That was a jumping little plaza back then. In the,
so many hookups at Kangaroo Katie's.
That was in the 90s.
Late 80s, probably, actually. Kate's late 80s, early 90s.
Late 80s to early 90s, absolutely.
All right, so the big news over the weekend when it came to the Washington football team, J.P. Finley tweeted out yesterday, was that Alex Smith had gone through four workouts and looked good. I mentioned Ken Zampezi and his comments that Alex looked fantastic. We'll get a little insight coming up next. John Keim, insider on the Washington football team. He'll join us next as we tackle the team right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.